They're a beautiful bird. They're about 5 feet tall, which is really impressive. They are brilliant white feathers. They have a nice red patch on their head. Those are kind of their key identifiers out on the landscape. But their beautiful white feathers was actually kind of what got them in trouble originally. During the Gilded Age, when it was very popular to have big fancy white feathers in your hats, this is a giant bird made of nothing but those beautiful white feathers. So a long time ago, they were overhunted, and they also experienced a lot of habitat loss. They need wetlands, and wetlands were frequently being drained for development. So they kind of got hit on both sides, and eventually they declined down in the 1940s to around 20 to 30 birds.
Wow.
Which is not a lot. Uh-huh. But there's a lot of people who really care about these birds, and they're very important on the landscape. So a lot of people came together, and through protection over the years, we are now up to 849 whooping cranes.
And we are so fortunate here in North Alabama to have the Wheeler National Wildlife Refuge, where you can actually go and sometimes see them.
Yes, we have 14 whooping cranes on the refuge right now, which is very exciting, considering that is 14% of the entire eastern population. And Wheeler is also one of the best places in the whole country to actually see these birds. We have a beautiful visitor center, and the birds like to hang out in a field right behind the visitor center. Mm-hmm. And you can oftentimes just walk out of your car and see a whooping
wow.
crane. And that's really impressive.
And it's worth celebrating. And that's why there's a festival.
Yes, yes. So the Festival of the Cranes is an annual event hosted by the Wheeler National Wildlife Refuge, but also in support from the Wheeler Wildlife Refuge Association. This year, we're having it this weekend on Saturday and Sunday, the 12th and 13th. But we'll also be having events going on Thursday and Friday in downtown Decatur. So there's a lot to do and a lot of reasons to celebrate. These birds are awesome.
There's so much going on downtown Decatur at the Prince's Theater. There's a musical performance by John Paul White, and puppets and art and so much to do.
Yes, we have so many activities. On Thursday, we are going to be starting off the festival with a showing of a documentary called Journey of the Whooping Crane. Rhett Turner is an awesome filmmaker, and he made a documentary about whooping cranes. It's a beautiful film, and there's going to be a free showing of it at the Alabama Center for the Arts. On Friday, we are going to have a concert from John Paul White from the Civil Wars. I believe he is a Grammy, I think multiple Grammy-winning mm-hmm. musician. We are very excited about that concert, and that's a really big expansion to the festival this year. And then on the 12th and 13th, there is going to be all kinds of stuff going on, both at the refuge and in downtown Decatur. We are asking that people please, please, please park downtown and take the shuttle. There is not a lot of parking at Wheeler National mm-hmm. Wildlife Refuge, even though there's so much to do. There's going to be a shuttle leaving from the Princess Theater, and if you buy a wristband for $2, that covers travel for the day. So there'll be activities for kids, there'll be birding activities, there's going to be a show at the Princess from the Auburn University Southeast Raptor Center, and President Theodore Roosevelt will also be portrayed several times.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. He's going to be a big hit at the refuge as well. So there's going to be all kinds of stuff to do.
Anything else you want to add while you're sitting in front of a microphone and advocating for whooping cranes?
Whooping cranes are super awesome, guys. I can't say that enough. They're just beautiful birds, and they're such a great story of cooperation and a conservation success story in America. I think in times like these, we really need kind of uplifting stories. And this was a beautiful bird that was on the brink of extinction. And now it's coming back, and people love them so much that they've put like all this work and hard effort into bringing them back. And I just think that's a beautiful story.
And they're right here in North Alabama.
Yes, they are.